just grab a couple glasses and that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair, and I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House expected to take up a temporary spending bill to fund the government past the Friday deadline. President-elect Trump's advisor Elon Musk posting on social media platform X that he opposes the funding bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the House Speaker is pushing ahead.
Mike Johnson has always had a further right contingent of his conference that has opposed any kind of temporary government funding measure which needs to be passed by the end of this week in order to avert a government shutdown. And then Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy also coming out against this. The reality is Mike Johnson has the votes amongst Democrats most likely to get this government funding plan over the goal line.
The Federal Reserve making another quarter point interest rate cut. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the labor market has cooled to help further tame inflation. Residents and fire crews in California under red flag wildfire warnings. The Santa Ana winds are back and a winter storm with ice and snow on the move in the Northeast. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., The Grinch will be visiting downtown Minocqua. You'll be able to find him at Minocqua's Gaslight Square, spreading holiday cheer and perhaps just a bit of mischief. You can join in the fun with a photo opportunity, an interactive visit, and a chance to see the Grinch's heart grow three sizes right before your eyes. Whether you're a fan of Dr. Seuss's beloved tale, or simply looking for a unique holiday experience, this event is sure to delight visitors of all ages. And don't forget, downtown Minocqua will also be offering lots of other fun and free activities as well, such as visiting with Santa and horse-drawn wagon rides at Dan's Fudge, and you can see the impressively large Christmas Train Village display at the train station shops. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Gaslight Square shops in Minocqua. If you recently purchased a frozen pizza, it may be in your best interest to check to see which brand you've got. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust Cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Bartholer Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet and so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We're very happy to be here. This year when they came in, so they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP. MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football, Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator fired by the Badgers last month, has a new job, head coach at Sam Houston University in Huntsville, Texas. Receivers Will Pauling and C.J. Williams leaving Wisconsin, entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Romeo Doubs made his return to the lineup on Sunday with the Packers with three catches, two of them going for touchdowns, and he continues to make big plays on third downs.
Well, I think he can produce any time when given the opportunity. We're not throwing the ball as much as we maybe have in the past. But I think Rome, it all starts with the work he puts in. That catch he made on fourth down, outstanding.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur said Doubs works hard to be as good as he is.
It's not a secret why this happens. I mean, the guy spends more time on the jugs machine than anybody I've ever been around. I mean, he's got unbelievable hands. I think he's done a great job with his releases, knowing what to do, playing decisively. So he's playing really good football right now. He shoot the slant. He carried a guy into the end zone. He's playing physical and playing aggressive.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
When the Packers host the Saints on Monday night, they can clinch a playoff spot with a victory.
Not worried about it. I'm worried about us continuing to get better, staying in the moment, focusing on what's right in front of us. And it's by attacking our practices the right way and just building our habits. And it's all about how we improve throughout this process. And whatever happens, happens.
Players are off today. They're back in the practice field tomorrow. I'm Bill Scott. More from Title Town then on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, and a few flurries flying around. Temperatures are slowly sliding from the teens to the single digits tonight. And as snow moves in early tomorrow morning, it'll be heavy at times, reducing visibility and creating slick and slippery roads, with accumulations around 4 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Let's go, girls.
Oh, feel like a woman. Chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Forget them later. Men should short skirts. Feel like a woman.
That's Shania Twain here on 98Q Country. I'm Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q studios in Park Falls, bringing you country hits, classics, Christmas music, and a whole bunch of fun from now until 7 o'clock. I've got four more country songs in a row for you, and then we'll be asking the big question, what's today all about? You're going to want to know the answer because it involves wearing a cleaning device on your head, and you're not going to guess which one. You will enjoy these next four country songs, though. Here's Hooked from Dylan Scott on WCQM.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting your turn. Song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on the way that you're taking my shirt off and running my fingers through your long blonde hair falling in your eyes like the first time they caught mine. All it took was a look and I was hooked. It's Saturday, you're still asleep and I can leave but no way. Night flame kind of thing, wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting your turn on, buzzing and loving on you all night long like a hit song on the radio. You already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
hug, and I was hooked on the way that you taking my shirt.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work.
All day at work.
98Q Country.
Jack and Diane. Painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. Wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back,
I'll go back
to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
You'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue sky as far as I can see. You picked a damn good day. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone. Nothing.
fresh all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Having you here to complain. How am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Let me go.
Where Are You Christmas from Faith Hill here on 98Q Country. This Christmas song brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center of Phillips. That song actually was written and created just for the 2000 version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I had to Google that the first time we played it a couple weeks ago here after Thanksgiving. Now, though, we're taking a look at what today is all about. And every day is about several things, so says the internet. I like making fun of that list because it's usually pretty ridiculous. Usually there's kind of categories of these entries, the gimmies, the obvious ones, and this is after I've boiled it down to the ones I don't ignore, like all the serious Independence Days and the commemorations of violent and tragic events. You don't need more of those. There's more coming down the pipeline, whether we want it or not. So I bring you the fun stuff like Bake Cookies Day. That's one of the gimmies. And yeah, if you needed the excuse, today's the day. Happy Baked Cookies Day. Go about it. Get the sieve and the sugar, especially the sugar, and go about it. It's also Flake Appreciation Day, which this is one of those weird ones. Here's one of the categories that I was just talking about a moment ago. Too much thought. Too much thought went into this one. Why is it Flake Appreciation Day instead of Snowflake Appreciation Day? Because if you look at the explanation, it's all about snowflakes, and yet they didn't go with Snowflake Appreciation Day. Maybe it's because they don't appreciate the pileup of snow, and so to differentiate from the other problems that it causes, they just, the flakes themselves. Or in many cases, when they do specificity like this, or when they make it more general, it's because they want other flakes to be included. You know, somebody brought up in the middle of the argument, well, what about potato flakes? We don't want anybody to feel left out. Well, guess what, folks? Potato flakes don't have feelings, and yet here we are, equally appreciating all flakes. I'll leave to you the research to determine why it's just Flake Appreciation Day. I'm going to go with the first reason, though. I'm kind of cool with it, because Snow Appreciation Day sounds like you like shoveling. Flake Appreciation Day, that's going to be my pocket guess now. Couple more for you here. Crime Junkies Day for fans of true crime. I had a true crime phase. I was really into podcasts and really chilling and eerie noises behind narrators on YouTube talking about true crimes. And then I realized, like, wow, I'm just subjecting myself to a list of a lot of people, and especially a lot of women who are being abused and murdered. And it's like, you know what? Past a certain point, it becomes just a really heavy saturation of sad stories. So I'm currently out of my true crime phase. I will say recently, though, that I had this moment where I was like, I want to enjoy true crime again. It was this fascinating part of the world. Then it just got a little too real. Maybe you know what I mean. And finally, it's Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. I don't think there's any wrong reaction to have to this one unless you're swearing at children or the elderly. That's always the wrong reaction to anything. But I maintain, the idea behind Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day is to embrace the value of silliness and whimsy. And I am not going to do it with a plunger on my head, but I am with you in spirit. If I see you rocking that unicorn look today, Yes. Yes, I am judging you because we all had the choice and you made the other one. happy wear a plunger on your head day. That's what today is all about here at 98Q Country. I've got a check of the weather coming up next from the Civic Media team after a word from local sponsors. And then five in a row for you. Country tunes, including one Christmas song. Before we talk about this day in history on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles. They start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it and go on WheelwayAutos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin. Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you.
I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, and a few flurries flying around. Temperatures are slowly sliding from the teens to the single digits tonight. And as snow moves in early tomorrow morning, it'll be heavy at times, reducing visibility and creating slick and slippery roads, with accumulations around 4 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
98Q Country.
Been sitting here tipping back Crown Street, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way, no time to waste. Cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move. Cause somebody else will if I don't walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down, the table looks good, kid. Somebody else will find out. Take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will. Somebody else will.
Justin Moore with Somebody Else Will here on 98 Q Country. We're just about to be looking at this day in history, and it's going to be a fun one. Little bit of a roller coaster. Some really bad things, not scary or dark or sad, but things that people really didn't like happened on this day in history. We'll talk about those and some that are a bit more fun after four more country songs. Gretchen Wilson will lead that off. Up next on 98 Q Country.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one!
Y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Hey, try, honey, I'm a wild one, running by the dream on a long-lost highway.
Great station.
98 Q Country. Country.
It's been a hell of a week, been counting every minute. I know what's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but your looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset, sunrise tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. You got me drunk on your love, we're making every letter. If you gon' kiss me like you kiss me, make it last forever. Cause you're the king size I wanna be on. Everything about you, baby's turning me on.
Every day in the office,
we're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
I've had a large amount pass, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Yeah.
cause long neck eyes cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream it just dawned on me that bars in this guitar. And long
Shadaisy here on WCQM with Deck the Halls. This Christmas song brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union, bringing you this cheerful holiday song and serving the Northwoods since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Once a day, during my afternoon show here on 98Q Country, we take a look at things that have happened on this same date throughout history, usually within the last 200 years or so, unless something really major happens. We're going to turn the dial back to 1917. I've got three of these today for you, but this is the feature one. We'll go with that one first today. Prohibition passed, or at least it received a major stepping stone of approval on the path to being law. The 18th Amendment, as it was codified It was turned into an amendment to the Constitution in order to give it the power it needed to actually eliminate the purchase and lawful consumption of alcohol. I believe actually it only curtailed the purchase. But anyway, the 18th Amendment was approved by Congress on this date in 1917, which did not mean it went into effect. That meant it went to the states to be ratified as an amendment, which of course it eventually was. A few years later, 1964, a good number of years later, I should say, the Pink Fink. Another one of those things that, can you say that on the radio? Yes, you can. The Pink Fink was the name of the first appearance of the Pink Panther cartoon series. The cartoon Pink Panther, based on a character created for the opening credits of the other Pink Panther, the Jacques Clouseau detective comedy movies. The opening credits of one of his films in 1963 featured a cartoon Pink Panther, and that would be spun off into a beloved cartoon with one of the best theme songs of any show ever. Finally, on this day, 22 years ago, The Two Towers, second of the Lord of the Rings films directed by Peter Jackson, was released. Just 364 days after the prequel, after The Fellowship of the Ring was released December 18th of 2001. This has been a look at this day in history, but don't go anywhere. We're not turning ourselves off here at 98Q. We're going to keep bringing you country music after a word from local sponsors, and at 4 o'clock, catch top of the hour news, sports, and weather before we talk Packers at about 4:15. And there will be a keyword, the last keyword of the day for the statewide Text to Win contest from Civic Media. It's the grown-up gift list brought to you on 98Q Country by Ron Ernst Lumber of Fifield, your complete building and hardware store since 1971.
98Q Country. Country.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Hanneman Online Auction. Allen Sewer downsizing, and you can bid on 383 lots. Bidding is open now at HeckmanAuction.com with lots closing Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m. Check out garage toys like a 2016 Cub Cadet UTV, Ferris zero-turn lawnmower, Husqvarna snowblower, and generators, tools, and sporting goods. Don't miss over 50 new old-stock wildlife beer mirrors, plus furniture, decor, and home goods. Bid before Thursday the 19th at 7 p.m. at HeckmanAuction.com for the Hanneman Online Auction. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah!
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two top Trump advisors tell ABC News President-elect Trump is signaling to his top advisors and allies he's against the proposed bill to avert a government shutdown. The deadline is this Friday, and a vote is expected in the House today. The Federal Reserve issued a modest quarter-point interest rate cut today, stocks tanking on word from the Federal Reserve chair that the board will likely issue fewer rate cuts in 2025. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The Fed's projections now looking toward closer to two interest rate cuts. The last time it gave those forecasts, it had thought it would do four. So what that's saying is that there is a little bit more uncertainty in the economy about what the path for borrowing costs looks like.
The Social Security Fairness Act clearing a key procedural hurdle today in the Senate, soaring past the 60.